Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
6 p.m. hour, code word is COIN, C-O-I-N. Text COIN to 72881 between now and 7 o'clock for your chance to win $1,000. Okay, you have until 7 to text the word COIN for your chance to win $1,000. Text COIN to 72881, and your next code word is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's 6 p.m. in Memphis, and it's time for The 6 on 92.9 FM ESPN with the Jason and John Show.
And as promised, his name is Lester Quinones. He's one of the two-est new Tigers to have committed the IMG Academy guard and top 50 shooting guard. Joins us now before he jumps on a plane. Lester, thanks for joining us, man, number one, and congratulations on the commitment. How's it feel?
Thank you. Thank you. It's great. I'm just glad to get this recruiting process over. Me and my family really thought this out, and are just excited to get on campus.
So obviously this is something that you sort of touched on, on Friday night. But just for the listeners here in Memphis, you know, what was the reason that you chose Memphis?
I just really I felt like my relationship with Penny and Mike has just built. We built a strong relationship these past couple months. We've been on the phone almost every single day. And I just feel like they did a great job recruiting me, and our relationship is really, really tight. And I feel like we just have a special bond that's going to translate onto the court. And I just felt like those two are just really close to me and my family and just have the best opportunity for me.
What's that been like, Lester? The first time we talked to you, we've had you on three times, this is the fourth, but the first time you talked about that close relationship you had with Mike Miller, and you said, look, I want to develop one just as close with Penny. That relationship, getting tighter with Penny, what's that been like?
It's been great. From just him first calling me in the beginning about 2 months ago to just how close we are now. We joke around a lot. We just and we know when to get serious. So he's very excited. I'm very excited to get down to campus and we just have a chance to have a special team this year.
What's he told you he wants from you?
He wants me to come in. He wants me to come in and hit shots right away.
Yep.
Be able to play a lot of minutes as a freshman. And every time he calls, he just emphasizes about me being ready. He's going to throw me out there, and he just wants me to be ready.
Has your Twitter just been blowing up? Because, like, the excitement in Memphis is at a level, honestly, maybe that it hasn't been since at least the championship season when they went to the championship game. Mm-hmm. So has your Twitter just been blowing up the last few days after you committed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The fans are amazing. Yeah, my Twitter's just been going crazy. It's all the love. I kind of expected a little bit more hate from other schools and stuff like that, but they've just been showing a lot of love from everywhere, and I really appreciate it.
How much damage are you guys going to do next year, Lester? And particularly if they land, you've mentioned a couple more names that you hope they land, but with what you guys have got, how much damage is this team going to do?
We can do a lot of damage, especially in our conference. Having myself, James, DJ, Malcolm, Damon, and some of the returning players like Tyler. Thank you. And, like I said, we just really have a chance to really be a dominant team as far as with me and James in the pick and roll or him posting up. It's going to be hard for teams to double down on him or just really scout on me. So I feel like I said before, we just have a chance to be a really, really special team.
We are, of course, talking to Lester Quinones. Yeah. He is the one of two new commits to the University of Memphis over the weekend, joining graduate transfer Rajon Tucker for the program. Now, obviously, Memphis isn't done. The staff has bigger dreams, and they want to continue to add to this class and make it one of the best, if not the best, in the nation. And a big part of that, obviously, is your guy, Precious Achiuwa. What's the latest on him? What's the latest that you've heard on his recruitment? I mean, are we getting down to the final stages with his decision, you think?
Yeah, hopefully. I feel like it is. I've been calling him myself every single day, talking to him about it. He's getting a little bit more comfortable speaking on it now. In the beginning, he really wasn't so sure, but now he's really starting to he's starting to buy in now. So hopefully in the next week or so, hopefully he chooses to go, come and join me.
I mean, how much of a difference does a guy like Precious make? You know, if you can add him to the roster, you've played with him before, you know his game. How much of a difference maker is he at the next level?
Huge. His presence is definitely felt. I'm a defensive end. Like I tell him almost every single day, I feel like him and James Wiseman, they will be the most dominant front court in the country next year. And I just feel like those two in the paint, I don't really see any guards finishing over them. So, like I said, just a defensive end with those two is just amazing.
Lester, you think they're going to get Boogie? Boogie at the one, you at the two?
Yeah, hopefully. That's the plan. I've been texting him almost every day, too. So we're starting to build our relationship a little bit better. And I feel like me, him in the backcourt with Precious and Boogie in the frontcourt, DJ and Rajon, I feel like we could be a really, really special team.
You know they got NC State and the Barclays this year. I think it's on Thanksgiving, right? How far is that from the crib?
That's about 30 minutes out, so I'm going to have a lot of family there. We've been planning it already.
Well, I mean, what's the reaction, you know, around the nation? You mentioned it. You thought you might get a little bit more hate. You know, Penny is a guy who, because maybe he's not, you know, a traditional coach, I think he provokes that kind of reaction from other fan bases. But, I mean, you guys are building a super team, you know, and I think that makes, you know, for a school like Memphis, it's not traditionally a quote-unquote blue blood. I do think that gets a reaction. Have you heard a little of that as you guys are trying to put together this super team around the country at all?
We're just trying to get the program back to what it was a couple years ago. I feel like the fans just deserve it. They've been great. They've always been there, no matter how good or how bad the team is. So, like I said, I just feel like the fans really deserve to have a winning team again. And hopefully this team that we keep on naming can hang some banners up.
Well, Lester, man, I know the fans are certainly hoping for that. We appreciate you joining us. When you coming? What's the plan? When do you arrive?
I'm speaking with Penny on it right now. Probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll probably get onto campus and stuff to start up summer school.
You signed too, right? Did you sign on Friday as well?
Yeah, signed the same day.
Gotcha. There it is.
Man, congrats on it, brother.
Thank you.
Know Memphis is looking forward to you getting up here.
For sure.
Yes, sir. He is Lester Quinones, four-star commitment to the University of Memphis. And in some ways, you have to say the first domino for the University of Memphis as they are trying to put together one of the, you know, I mean, listen, if they finish number two, that's basically what the 2010 class was. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Because you can't throw Rajon Tucker into that.
But doesn't it almost,
no matter what the end of it says, Kentucky gets the other two guys, whatever, they're one. But
yes.
When you throw Rajon in there, does that not give you top class?
I think it does. I think, yes.
At least in the minds of, you know, I would think of most.
Certainly the best class in Memphis history. I think it certainly gives you that.
This spring haul, I mean, even so, what they've gotten so far and what we think they'll still get.
Right.
It feels almost, John, like two separate years, like two separate recruiting classes, and you're getting it all in one.
No question about that. That is true. So it was a huge development for Penny Hardaway and for that staff to close on Lester Quinones over the weekend, no doubt.
Coming up next on The Six.
This is a kid that I think can really help Memphis in the shooting department. He is a knockdown shooter.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Want to treat your car right?
It's Frampol!
Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Now, back to The Six with the Jeff Calkins Show.
Joined now by Evan Daniels. Seems like he's becoming a regular guest here, which we deeply appreciate. 247 Sports Director of Basketball Recruiting, FS1 College Basketball Insider, host of the Sidelines podcast, available on iTunes, and a regular chronicler of the triumphs lately of Penny Hardaway. Evan, how are you?
I'm great, man. That's a lot of titles. It's like the breaker of chains as well.
It's a all right, let's go through them one by one chronologically. Lester Kanonis, I think people expected it. You expected it. What kind of player is he?
This is a kid that I think can really help Memphis in the shooting department. He is a knockdown shooter. He's got good size at 6'4", 6'5". I think he's made some significant improvements over the last year with his body. He's gotten in better shape. He's in turn become a better athlete. And I also believe that he's gotten more skills. I think he's skilled enough where you can even put the ball in his hand some, and he can operate some and pick and roll and make good decisions. But I think the area that separates him is his shooting ability. And as you know, shooting is increasingly becoming more and more important. And in my eyes, there's not a lot of knockdown shooters in the high school ranks, and I think he fits that category.
Will he be a knockdown shooter right away? In other words, it is an adjustment. And what do you expect his immediate impact to be?
Yeah, I think he can come in and make shots right away. I mean, there's going to be freshman growing pains. There always is for every player. But I think this is a kid that can really shoot the basketball. He's got good mechanics, good footwork, good shot preparation. I think that's where he can impact the game the most as a freshman. Now, I do think they're going to put the ball in his hands some. And I'm not saying he's a point guard, because he's not. But he's got some combo to him, and he's got some ability to play with the basketball. And but shooting, that's the calling card.
What kind of kid is he?
I mean, I don't claim to know him that well.
Right.
I've been around him some. Pretty open. Seems pretty bright. Talkative, engaging. That's probably how I would describe him.
By the time it happened, we expected it to happen. The fact of Penny being in with that Lester Kanonis, who does not, and honestly, let's be honest, Mike Miller being in with Lester Kanonis, who does not have a particular connection with Memphis, is it eye-opening, I guess? How would you term it?
Maybe a little. You know, I think we all expected, and I think you and I have discussed this on the show before, We expected him to get the Memphis kids, James Wiseman, Malcolm Dandridge, Alex Lomax, like guys like that. I think that there was an expectation that he would lock up the city of Memphis, and he's done that. I think going out and getting a Lester Kanonis, a national-level recruit, kid they had to beat out some really good schools for, gives them national credibility. And the same will be said if and when they get Boogie Ellis. And if and when they're able to get Precious Achiuwa. Though the Memphis stuff was expected. Being able to take advantage of having a James Wiseman come in and fill it with other top 50-type talents, I don't want to say it's surprising, but maybe unexpected.
He is key to this, isn't he, James? I mean, the idea of the
biggest key.
He is key, A, just because you're playing – A, you know everyone's going to be watching. B, Kanonis and Wiseman seems perfect, right? I mean, as a tandem, there will be more around them, but they certainly complement each other.
Yeah, and honestly, that's one of the things that Lester said in my conversation with him the day before he committed. It was, look, I think that James and I can play really well together, because it's going to be tough for them to double down on James when there's a guy like me on the floor that can stretch the floor and is such a dangerous shooter. And it was clear that those guys had mentioned that to Lester and to James, and I think they do fit well together. And the same would be said if Memphis is able to add Boogie Ellis, because you can make a case that he's one of the best, if not the best, shooter in the entire class. Shot at about 45% in the Nike EYBL last summer. So adding shooting around James Wiseman is very key.
All right, so I'm going to get to Boogie in just a second. The other thing that happened over the weekend was Rajon Tucker decided to join. And obviously he's not included in the rankings because he's a graduate transfer.
Right.
But could be hugely significant because of his experience, explosiveness, again, shooting. What's Rajon Tucker like? We saw him put 29 on Memphis, so we have an idea. But what do you think of Rajon Tucker?
Well, this is a really, really good athlete, a strong, chiseled body, good leaper. He shot the ball particularly well his last season at Little Rock. It's a guy that's equipped to score the basketball, and I think that's how he can help them. But also with his athleticism, his toughness, he's got the tools to be a good defender. It's another really strong piece to the puzzle.
Is he a three?
And it gives you experience.
Is he a three?
Yeah,
he's a three. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a three.
He's a three.
I thought you said, is he a freak?
No.
He is a freak athlete.
He's also a freak, too.
He is a three as well.
I mean, he's one of the best dunkers in college basketball, is he not? I mean, he is a freak.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you got that. And then moving on to Boogie. Where are you? What are you thinking will happen there? And what kind of addition would it be?
I like Memphis for Boogie Ellis. I think that they're in, I think they're the clubhouse leader. And I don't know, you know, this just happened with Boogie opening it up, but Memphis seemed ready and pounced right on it. And they were the school I heard out of the gate. And I have no reason to believe otherwise. So I feel confident saying they're the leader in the clubhouse to get Boogie Ellis.
And he's advertised as a combo guard. How much of that combo is point guard capabilities, and how much is, as you pointed out, again, another knockdown shooter?
Yeah, I think it's a good mixture, and he can certainly play with the ball in his hands, and I think Boogie wants to long-term be a point guard. So I think wherever he goes, I think it's contingent on playing with the ball in his hands, and I think it's something that he can do. In my eyes, his biggest strength is ability to make shots, but he can handle. He can create space with his handle. He can pass, but the shooting is where he's best, and like I mentioned, Nike UIBL is very stiff competition, and 45% clip from three on, I don't know the attempts, but I know it was a very large number of attempts, is really impressive.
This all is nuts. All right, how about Precious?
I would say if you made me pick a school today, I would say Memphis for Precious, but they have stiff competition with Kansas.
Right.
So I don't think it's done. I think that there's some stuff to play out here. If I had to pick a school today, I'd say Memphis, but they're in a battle. And I'll be curious to see if he takes another visit, because I know Georgia has been trying to get him on campus.
How do at some point, how did all these guys fit together? I mean, you got Kanonis and Tucker and Precious, and you've already got DJ here. At some point, does Precious look – I mean, obviously he's confident in his abilities, maybe he's the best player of the group, but how does that all work?
I actually think they all fit pretty well together. You know, Tucker brings in the experience, and keep in mind, you know better than anybody, Memphis had to replace a lot.
Right.
So you bring in Tucker to be an athlete, a tough guy, an athlete that can score, and he brings experience. You've got James Wiseman, arguably the best player in the country, one of the top two in my eyes. And so he's the centerpiece. And then you build around him. You got Lester Quinones that can make shots, potentially a Boogie Ellis that can make shots and handle the ball. You've got DJ Jeffries, who I think is versatile and can help them from a rebounding standpoint. Same with Precious. He brings athleticism, versatility, defensive potential. I think it's a roster that meshes and fits. You got, don't forget about Malcolm Dangers, who can help them from a rebounding and physical standpoint. I think some of these pieces do fit, especially once they added shooting.
Did Tyler Harris and Alo still fit?
Yeah, of course they fit. They need all the experience they can get, and obviously Tyler had a better season than I would have projected, and you know looked pretty good, and both those guys bring toughness. So yeah, of course they fit.
It's just we're not used to having this kind of talent here, Evan. Having a coach having to juggle talent is
a great problem. Look, this is a Kentucky. Let's say this plays out where they get Boogie and Precious, even if they miss on Precious. This is a Duke or Kentucky level recruiting class. Duke and Kentucky have dominated recruiting over the last 10 years. Each of the last 10 years, they've been one or two in the recruiting rankings every single year. This is that tier of a recruiting class.
If they get Boogie
and they get both, they'll finish two.
They'll finish two behind Kentucky.
I'm pretty sure the way I just did the 24/7 sports class calculator. So the team rankings are done via formula based on composite rankings. So I believe if they got both, they would finish barely number two.
That's just remarkable. And I guess we're saying RJ is going where we're going somewhere else.
I think Kansas is out in front on RJ. If Memphis gets Boogie, gets to the point.
Yeah, what's the?
I actually Boogie may fit better for Memphis.
Boogie makes.
I mean, I think
why.
He makes it better just because of the shooting.
I see. He also is.
I think he's a better shooter than RJ.
He's also a of this group. The ones who are likely to be one and done are Wiseman and Precious. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I think any top 10 player coming into college thinks he's one and done. I think there are guys and Precious could fit in this boat that could benefit from a second year, but. Because while Precious is physically and athletically extremely talented, there's some skill developing to do. So it wouldn't necessarily shock me if he was around for 2 years. But hypothetically, yes, those would be the two that would be pushing to be one and done.
And where is this going to put if this happens and they get Precious, all of this, Boogie, Precious, et cetera, I mean, will they be preseason top 10?
Yeah, I would think they would be, for sure.
It's really,
I can't imagine. I mean, yeah.
It's really staggering. It is really staggering what has happened. It's funny because Dan Wolkin was on with Gary Parrish on Friday, and he said, yeah, this is going to put a lot of pressure on Penny to win, because you look at what Josh did. He recruited at a high level, and then he didn't win at that level, and that's all true, but what's the alternative? I mean, that is what happens. You get good players, and then you have to win with the good players. But it beats the alternative, I guess. I mean,
this is what he took the job for.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what he took the job for: go out and get players and try to win. Kenny's a competitor, so this is a great challenge to have, no question.
And then looking, by the way, and we're of course talking to Evan Daniels from 247 Sports, who's been gracious to join us once again. Looking down the road, where do you think they are with Matt Morrell? Are they well positioned with him? They're going to be a battle for him. We got a whole other class coming up now.
I think it's early,
right?
But you know, they've obviously had to, and look, we didn't even talk. This is off topic, I guess, but we didn't even talk about Damian Ball, who I think is a very good player that can really help them, especially from a defense. He's an elite defender. I think they're in good shape with Matthew Morrell. It's early, but he's a really good player.
What'd you make of the Beilein bombshell?
I had actually randomly heard that it was like something that could potentially happen about 2 weeks ago, but I kind of like dismissed it. So to kind of see the bomb dropped by Woj was a little surprising. Uses some obvious connections when you think about it, with Mike Gansey being a rising executive in their front office. But once you see it kind of come across the wire, it's a little surprising.
Evan, really do appreciate all your work, and I appreciate you joining us. It's an exciting time here, and we appreciate you contributing to it. Thanks very much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that is Evan Daniels from 247 Sports. What struck you, Jeffrey, from that conversation?
I would say what struck me the most, we understand, like, you know, you and I have gone through the rankings, and I've done it on the station here a lot, about how this is a Kentucky, this is a Duke-level recruiting class, but I don't know, maybe I'm still struggling to conceptualize it. Is that weird? No. Does that make me?
No, you're exactly right. Recruiting has become, it feels different these days than it used to be. It feels like there's been this Kentucky Duke separation.
Correct. Right?
All the great players, some occasionally go, Ben Simmons will go to LSU, et cetera. But the players.
But they've shared the number one class. They've been 1 and 2 for like the last 5 years or more.
And it's become this sort of NBA level clustering, right?
Correct.
It's as if LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade decided, you know what? Let's all go to the Grizzlies.
Right.
Exactly. That's sort of what is as if. And you just don't necessarily. There's lots of schools out there besides Duke and Kentucky that would aspire to magnificent recruiting classes. Oh, North Carolina, that have rich traditions. North Carolina, UCLA, Indiana.
Kansas,
for heaven's sakes, right? And this is a class that is destroying all of them. And obviously, Wiseman was the Penny was a key. Wiseman was a key. Can you imagine if they had not pulled the trigger when they pulled the trigger? Wiseman wouldn't have come. And none of these other dudes then would have come. I mean, I don't know what it would have looked like. I think Penny Price would have still taken the job. If he had gotten the job this year, after a unsuccessful year this year. But by then, Wiseman would be gone. This is why it was partly so imperative, because it set up this hall. And yes, it absolutely does mean that they now have to win. That is absolutely true. It actually doesn't mean, though, that they have to win a national championship. No, people aren't ridiculous, right? That doesn't mean that they have to get to a Final Four. I think it does mean that. I mean, look, Duke didn't get to the Final Four. They had a good year.
Neither did Kentucky.
And as we just established, really the only absolutely 100% certain one and done here is James Wiseman.
Agreed.
And so, I mean, he is 100% locked, guaranteed one and done. So there's no reason to think this is over after 1 year. If they don't get to the Sweet 16, it will be disappointing. But it's been so long since this team won at a high level. Getting to the Sweet 16, winning an NCAA tournament game, winning another NCAA tournament game, getting out of the first weekend, going to the second weekend, ultimately, if you then lost a Sweet 16 game, that would feel disappointing when you lost it. But people aren't going to be, calling for Penny's head or something if he doesn't get to the Final Four next year. It doesn't put that kind of pressure on him. It does mean you do have to win at a significant level. You have to juggle this talent, et cetera. But I thought the other really interesting thing that he pointed out was, well, two things. One is he had no issues with how these players fit together. That's something that people are worrying about right now is, ooh, what does this mean for each of these players, right? And also, what does it mean for Tyler and for Alo? I still think there's some questions about particular Tyler, because Tyler is wired to be a star. And I don't mean in that negatively. He's just wired to be a star. And so will his personality allow him to fit in seamlessly? And when Derrick Rose joined the team that was Antonio and CDR and whatever else, one of the remarkable things about it was they just said, yeah, he's the best player. Like, we're great. We've done great. We've gotten to Elite Eights. This dude is the dude, and they just welcome him, and there was no jealousy or anything else. I think there will be some issues, as there always are with playing time and chemistry, but it was interesting to me how Evan just kind of batted them away. He said, no, of course they're really important. They're veterans. They're tough. Tyler had a good year. He did have a good year. They will be contributing. And with respect to each of these players, they fit also with each other. That actually, if you look at it, you've got Boogie, who's a point guard who can shoot. You've got Kanonis, who's a two who can shoot. You've got Tucker, who's an incredibly athletic, chiseled, physical dude, toughness.
Shot 41% from the field. Shot 41% from three this year.
Yeah. And he's a tough guy. Precious is a monster.
They're built a lot like the Bucks are built. The Bucks have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is your Wiseman type, you know, unicorn freak, and then they surrounded them with shooters.
Right.
That's kind of what Memphis is doing.
In some ways, these are on a college level. These are even higher level players than that.
For sure.
That gets you to the other thing, is that so A, they fit seamlessly, and then B, I don't know when the last time Memphis had a team that could shoot. Like, Memphis is as long as I've been here, they're not known as a team. There have been shooters. Chris Crawford could shoot. Joe, when he was on, could shoot. Heck, Josh Steinfall, once upon a time, was a dude who could shoot. I mean, they've had some shooters on their team, but fundamentally not known as a program of shooters. If you've got Tyler, brilliant shooter, has some shot selection possible issues, et cetera, but brilliant shooter. Quinones, knockdown shooter. Tucker's not actually, even though he's known more as an athlete than he's as a shooter, but he did shoot better than 41% from three last year. Boogie Ellis, as Evan Daniels just told you, 45% from three in Nike EBYL. He's a shooter. Wiseman, for a big guy, is a shooter. Like, when the hell have we had teams that can just shoot in this city? It's been, I don't know. Like, it has been a long, long time. So, and as you also heard, he believes that right now Boogie Ellis is headed to the University of Memphis. And if he had to pick right now on Precious, he believes he is headed to the University of Memphis.
Just backtracking, the best shooting team was the 2012-2013 team, at least from three. That team shot 37% from three, and that was 46th nationally.
And how did they put up many threes? Who was the best shooter on that team? Do you have that roster?
The best shooter on that team from three would have been, of guys that qualified, Joe Jackson, who shot 44.7% from
shooter.
Three.
Joe's a good shooter.
Antonio shot 40% even from three. Chris Crawford was 39.9, so nearly 40% from three.
Yeah. Chris is a good shooter. Antonio Barton. Antonio.
Correct. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Antonio Barton. Yeah.
I probably should have used the last name there as well.
Well, there have been other Antonios who are more famous, but they wouldn't have played with Joe. Anyway, really thank Evan Daniels from coming on here.
Coming up next on The Six.
Starting at the two, your shooting guard from Cordova High School, Tyler Harris.
Come on and get some, Tyler.
That's right.
Cordova High School.
You like that?
I don't think they introduced him as from Cordova High
School. I just wanted you to remember where he's from, brother. That was for you.
You're representing for old T-Scales
over
there.
I'm ready to keep rolling.
Okay.
You ready, Bennett? I'm backing up.
Hey,
I'm
ready. Bennett, how's he doing?
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
It's the season for graduation and celebrations. It could be your turn next. Jump into your future this summer at Belhaven University. Finish your bachelor's degree, pursue your master's, or continue with a graduate certificate. You can fit a quality education into your busy schedule and your budget. Classes are forming now for May and June. There's never been a better time to enroll. Attend classes in Memphis, South Haven, or online. To discover more, visit memphis.belhaven.edu or call 901-896-0184. Trust your education to Belhaven University and let us help you today.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lock-It. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and a twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown at 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown. On Friday night, James and the Ultrasounds. On Saturday, Low Country Nationals.
Now, back to The Six with the Jason and John Show.
The Memphis Tiger basketball recruiting class is expanding. Penny is on the Iron Throne. That's a Game of Thrones reference.
I didn't know.
Penny is Thanos when he's getting together the Infinity Stones.
I don't understand these.
And the players are the Infinity Stones. The Infinity Stones is what you put into the gauntlet, into the Infinity Gauntlet, and that is how you rule the world. That is how
his plan doesn't work.
It does, though. It absolutely does.
At the beginning.
In the beginning and in the end, it works.
You're putting a lot of evil on Penny.
They have to, bro, again, if you haven't seen the movie, turn your radio down. Don't turn it off.
I'm not sure
turn
the analogy
down.
Works. I think Bennett's on to something. He's evil, right?
No, yes, he is evil. But
it's not the same.
Hold on. Does the college basketball world not view Memphis as evil? Should Memphis not embrace being the villain?
And I appreciate that, but the Game of Thrones reference, a little off.
I didn't make that one.
No spoiling, but I mean, based on last night, to put that on Penny right now, that would make him
everybody says
a,
this season
evil
sucks.
Person.
You certainly don't want next season to suck.
You're looking over here for a confirmation like I'm watching Game of Thrones. Thrones or something.
Yeah, he's watching.
I can't help you there.
He's watching Jessica Dime. Now, that's what he's up to.
Nope.
Sean Williams got drafted in the Big Three, by the way. Let's give Sean Williams a round of applause.
Nobody watching Jessica Dime.
That was for Sean Williams. He got drafted into the Big Three.
Congrats.
Now you feel old, don't you?
Is our guy still playing?
Who?
Quintel?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Anyway, Memphis, I mean, it absolutely works. Penny is Thanos. He's collecting all of the stones. He is the most powerful
Sound
man.
Like you're trying
he
to convince most, yourself.
No, he's the most powerful man in college basketball right now. Who's more powerful?
I like it. I just don't know about evil and good.
Bro,
I'm trying to make him
bro,
evil.
Bro, everybody looks at, like, Penny is the heel of college basketball, period. Debate me on this. You can't. Everybody outside of Memphis, whether it's Tennessee fans, Kentucky fans, Kansas fans, national pundits, like Jeff Goodman's, like, yawning. He's like, ooh, Memphis, huh? Forgot about them.
And now he's tweeting that he's third most feared in the country.
Exactly. So, like, Memphis is going to always be.
I'm going to give it to you, John, because you're fighting so hard for it.
It just fits.
Hey, well, you're not the only one,
but you were the first one.
It's important to you to be first. Yes.
And then, you know, obviously, if you've seen Endgame, things change. But that requires, you know, a lot of legwork on the behalf of the Avengers. They have to go back in time to undo the events.
Again, looking at me like I've seen it.
Well, you haven't, and I'm just telling you, that's what has to happen.
Are we getting close to spoiler territory?
I mean...
Yes, you are. It's dangerously close, so get off it.
But anyway, it works. It absolutely works, and I won't hear otherwise. And how many Infinity Stones does Thanos Hardaway need? He needs 4. He's got 2 in the spring. This is a spring...
Well, yeah, I was just going to say.
This is a seasonal...
Because he got a whole glove of Infinity Stones on the other hand from November,
is it a glove? It's like a... it's a gauntlet.
I don't know.
It's not like a Michael Jackson glove, dude. It's a gauntlet. Can you please show some respect?
It's a gauntlet he puts on his hand?
Yes. I mean, Bennett? It's
like a glove.
Survey says? Correct. So a glove is more like what you like what MJ would wear. You know what I'm saying?
There's actually 6 Infinity Stones, but...
I'm saying, but...
You were close.
No, thank you.
There are 4 for this class, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are 4 for this class. He's trying to get 4 Infinity Stones. Precious, Lester, Boogie, and Rajon. You've got Rajon and you've got Lester. Those 2 accounted for.
Yeah, don't forget about him just because he didn't come on the show.
No, I haven't forgotten about him.
Okay.
He was told.
I just told
by
you how important
people,
he was.
No, he was told by his guidance that he couldn't do any more interviews until he was out of the NBA draft.
John, when are Boogie and Precious signing up?
Well, I mean, first of all, the signing day ends on Wednesday.
Do you need another drink of water?
Yes. Well, I don't want to ruin anything. Like, speaking of spoilers, you know, We got the spoiler police on the other side of the glass here. He doesn't like it when things are spoiled.
We'll both be this week.
Yes.
And I think,
and will that conclude the haul for Memphis? Maybe the biggest haul we've ever seen.
Barring something unprecedented right now, yes.
Okay.
I mean, of course, yeah.
I think you'll hear something. I can see the roster now.
I think you'll hear something on the boogie front tomorrow.
Ooh, look at you. I knew if I pushed you a little bit, we might get a little but more out of you.
But now I'm getting uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
So please don't do it anymore.
We like it when it's uncomfortable. That means stuff's oozing out.
Yeah, so please don't do it anymore.
Okay.
And then maybe Precious the next day. I'm just, you know.
Okay. I'm getting a little more.
But again, I'm less sure of Precious.
Anything
I will say
else,
that.
Anything else going on over there?
I mean, yeah, let's just focus on the basketball program. Can we just do that?
Okay.
Can we just focus on what the starting lineup's going to sound like next year?
I'll get back to you on that.
I think it's going to be a hellacious week for Memphis Athletics. There's going to be some great news, and there's going to be some more great news. And there's going to be some change for sure. But
this, the introduction of the super team?
This is, yeah, yeah, exactly. So you're the one with the deep voice. You have the chocolate voice. So can you introduce a couple guys for me, man?
Oh, absolutely I can.
Now, do it well.
Well. Are we introducing the starters?
Yes, of course.
Oh, y'all ain't scared no more. Because you know I'm not scared. You two ain't scared anymore. You want to introduce the starters?
I would love for you to.
2019-20 Memphis basketball, let's go. At point guard, 6'2", Boogie Ellis.
Bennett is... Hold on, Bennett, what's your problem?
What, I need to back up, Bennett? Yeah, is it too loud there?
You need to back up.
Dude, I'm pumped like Jeff Mack, bro. This is my shot.
Back up a little bit when you're screaming to that mic.
Oh, you really going to like this, man. You really going to like this one.
Okay, Bennett,
This one's for you.
Give yourself a little bit of distance.
I'm going to back up a little bit.
I know you're going to get excited about this one.
This one's for you. Starting at the two, your shooting guard from Cordova High School, Tyler Harris!
Come on and get some, Tyler.
That's right!
Cordova High School?
You like that?
I don't think they introduced him as from Cordova High School.
I just wanted you to remember where he's from, brother. That was for you.
You're representing for old T-Scales over there.
That was for you. I'm ready to keep rolling.
Okay.
You ready, Bennett? I'm bagging up.
Hey, I'm ready.
Bennett, how's he doing?
He's doing good. Okay. Yeah. Keep those levels at a reasonable pitch.
Now, this one's dangerous. This one's dangerous because I'm not as sure, but I think I'm sure.
No,
again, it's going to be a battle.
No, your instinct is right. Go ahead.
It's going to be a battle at the three, isn't it?
I hope you get it right.
Me too.
Because I'm going to tell you if you don't.
Well, I'm pulling for all involved. You got to know that. Here
okay,
it is.
But,
here
but,
it is.
But be real with yourself.
I'm going to be real with myself. This man testing the waters right now. At three. At the three. His name is Rajon Tucker. You saw him last year score 29 in this building. Now he's back and he's doing it for you, Tigers fans.
You're like the Rucker Park guy. You're like
this is actually better.
This
gets you more into it.
I can't remember his name, but he's like all
the and one dude. Right?
Oh baby. You hear that guy?
Yeah. I'll get one of those in on the phone.
Oh baby, what's his name?
I can't think of it. I know who you're talking about. I got two more.
Oh baby,
at the four. Oh baby. Precious Achiuwa! How was that? John's laughing. I think this is going well. I mean,
you're not saying, like, where they're from. You're not giving them,
on the others, and you told me you didn't like it.
Precious got no love for his hometown, really bro.
I had to. He's going to be a lottery.
You don't know where Precious is from.
He's going to be a lottery. He's from New York.
Okay.
And he plays FIFA.
Okay.
Right?
You saved the best for last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
I can't wait to see how you editorialize this one.
Hold on now. Let me make sure I get this right, because there are a lot of awards and accomplishments to make sure I put on.
That's right. That's good.
All right. Your starting center, 7 foot, from out of Memphis. He was born here. You might have thought he grew up in Nashville, but he's ours. He's a Memphian. He told us. He knows Chinese. He's just as big a factor on the defensive end as the offensive end now. Some have compared him to John Henson. That was dumb. He is your national Gatorade Player of the Year. There's only one of them. Jared Jackson gave it to him. His name is James Wiseman is the Unicorn.
Oh, hey, I'm about to fall.
Wow. That was really special. And I think
where do I try out?
You just did.
Well, Jeff's already.
I think you can definitely get the Memphis Madness gig.
I don't think so.
I was drinking water.
Are you all right, dude?
You act like you've been yelling.
No, I spit take. What you said, he's just as big a factor defensively. I mean,
I loved it. And that's a listen, if that is the starting lineup, and you're right, there are going to be some battles. You can cut the music now.
Are you okay?
There are going to definitely be some battles. I think you know, and obviously there are still a couple decisions left to be made, but just sort of projecting, right? The two, you got Tyler and Lester. I think those are the two guys who are going to be vying for that starting spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the three, you know, you've got Rajon Tucker, who as a graduate transfer obviously is coming here and intends to start. But you also have DJ Jeffries.
All day.
You know, who was a top 25 player over at ESPN and who has a great skill set and who Penny really likes.
And who could make it to the NBA at some point.
Yes. And so
I want to watch those position battles is what I'm getting.
You know, listen, I think if you're talking – because in the end, right, like I think Penny will play a longer lineup and he'll have a longer rotation to start the year as these things get figured out. But
sure.
Eventually it will get cut down to 7. It will get cut down to 8. You know, like, that's just going to – that's – you have to.
Typically, it does.
Maybe if it's not 7, maybe it's 8.
Mm-hmm.
But you're let's just say 7 deep. Like, your first 7 guys, you know, you got Boogie Ellis, Tyler Harris or Lester.
Right.
You know, DJ or Rajon.
That's the way I see it.
Precious, James, and then whoever doesn't start at the 2 or 3. So that 7 deep right there, you would put that up against basically any other team in the country. I mean, there are going to be teams who have more experience than you, who have more balance than you, but you will be able to match up with absolutely anybody in the nation on talent.
No question alone. And listen, what we know is that there's more than 5 starters on this roster.
No question. Now, don't start talking about no damn platoon.
We're messing around about it or whatever, but what's clear, and it's a good problem to have, right, is that you've got a bunch of options. That's a good thing. Again, because you talk about the one, and again, you got to get Boogie Ellis. You got to get Precious Achiuwa. There's still more work to do for that staff. You scare me every time when you play that drop, Bennett, because it's so loud.
I do love that drop. I love it. Actually, I was listening on Friday on my way to Oregon. I really loved it.
This is not to say there won't be a battle at the one with Damian Ball and Alo trying to beat out Boogie. But that, again, is a good problem to have. If you're Penny Hardaway, look at all that iron sharpening that iron at each position.
Yep.
That's what you've got, and ultimately, it makes you better. It makes you a better squad. This team performs better for its fans. This is a good thing to have, and it's going to be fun watching these things unfold because I'm telling you right now, Tyler Harris ain't trying to give that spot up to Lester Kenyon. DJ Jeffries is not trying to give up the starting 3 job to Rajon Tucker. That's what you want.
Yep.
It's absolutely what you want. You want the competition, and it's going to be fun watching this thing unfold.
Yes, indeed. So, anyway, I really do appreciate the effort that you gave.
Yep. Well, you know.
Because I know that probably hurt. You're a smoker.
It seemed to hurt you. You came back with your almost like crying.
Well, it was
your
funny.
Your voice was not strong when you came back.
It was Rucker Park-esque.
I feel like I left Precious a little short. I feel like if I could go back and do it again, I'd give him a little bit more back.
I mean,
yeah, like
least,
y'all would have done better.
I mean, at least
you just said
no.
That.
The follow up to that is Jason. Great job.
No, yeah. Just like,
you didn't even say McDonald's All American.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you just said at 4, Precious Achiuwa. That's all you did. You know, he I mean, that's like he's like a complete throw in. Like he's just some bum on like you know on a, you know.
I've told you he's the most important thing in this spring hall. So don't try to throw it to me like I'm saying he's some bum.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just all we have to go off.
Because 2 lottery tickets is what, John? Better than 1.
All we have to go on, though, is your introduction of him.
Coming up next on The 6.
I suspect that the Grizzlies have people they talk to, and I don't know who they are. If I knew who they are, I would tell you.
Right.
But I suspect the Grizzlies have talked to people whose names have not been put out there.
The 6 continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now's the time to get a great deal and big savings on a new Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV at Bob Johnson Chevrolet. The all-new Bob Johnson Chevrolet in Covington has 2018 Chevrolet Silverado pickups with up to $12,000 discounts. Get employee pricing on select Chevrolet models, plus incentives on all 2019 model Chevrolets in stock during the anniversary sale going on now at the all-new Bob Johnson Chevrolet in Covington. In the market for a new 2018 Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, Bob Johnson Chevrolet has a clearance sale on all new 2018 models as well. Bob Johnson also has the new 2019 Chevrolet Blazer in stock. Chevrolet, find new roads. Bob Johnson Chevrolet in Covington. Visit us at tnchevrolet.com.
Memphis Pool is taking over the outdoors with Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. Come visit their new showroom in Collierville. They have Louisiana pellet grills and ceramic Kamado cookers with all the frills to go with the grills. Everything outdoors, kitchens, furniture, playsets, hot tubs by Caldera Spas, new pool construction and remodeling. They'll design your perfect outdoor living space. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, building more than pools. Showroom now open next to Collierville Animal Hospital in Collierville, 468 Highway 72, or visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
The gong, an instrument used to start a sumo wrestling match. At My Computer Career, it celebrates the start of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science, you know. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at Lads. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at ladsonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Want to get your yard looking better than ever with brand names such as Echo, Steel, Honda? Whether it's chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, Germantown Hardware and Paint has everything you need to get the job done right this spring.
That's right. Germantown Hardware and Paint is the only real hardware store in the Mid-South. Now's the time to get those flowers and plants in the ground. They're family-owned and operated by the Wagners since 2001 with a staff that knows the store with the best knowledge and customer service. They're located at Poplar and Germantown Parkway or on the web, germantownhardware.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word, Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to The Six with the Jeff Calkins Show.
Elliot Perry is going to represent the Grizzlies. He did a credible job last year in a lottery where it was important to stay in the top. Let's be honest. Well, the interesting thing about your history that you did on the Grizzlies in the lottery is there has never been a good year with respect to the lottery, because the only two times they jumped up, it was it was not satisfying. So it really
either you had a bad lottery night, or in the two cases where you had a good lottery night, you had a bad draft night, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
But you really think this is going to? You've been waiting for this moment because you think this shapes everything, essentially. Like, it shapes where you're going forward here, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know if it shapes everything, but it shifts the decision. I mean, the Grizzlies have a big, complicated decision tree, and at right now, that decision tree has three from the starting point, goes in three different directions, and tomorrow night, two of those directions will be closed off. it will still be an enormous, complicated decision tree, but like it will literally be cut to a third, essentially. If you maybe even like more than that, if you divide it into, you know, jump up into the top four, pick at eight or don't pick at all. I mean, you know, the choose your own adventure novel of the Grizzlies offseason, like it's going to get narrowed considerably tomorrow night. It will still be so vast you can't really get your head around it.
In the meantime, there were some, let's be honest, one great game after another played over the weekend. We'll start with Philly and Toronto. Were you actually, I know you had, you were doing various Mother's Day things, even though you don't celebrate Hallmark holidays particularly, were you able to watch that shot when it dropped?
Oh, yeah, that was, you know, very, to me, there's a certain level of, like, NBA moment that is the level that I sort of yelp helplessly. I sort of, you know, I can't help but, like, scream, like, you know, something I can't say on the radio. And my wife, who does not care about sports, comes in from the other room and makes me rewind so she can see what I'm screaming about. And that was one of those last night. That was, like, the family gathered around the TV to rewind and see what just happened kind of moment.
It's funny, when you watch it in slow motion, it doesn't look like it should have gone in. The first bounce, it should have bounced back, not straight up and then again to the other side. It looked short. It should have been short. If a Grizzly...
Yeah. No, that had to be... I mean, I'm sort of wary of the recency bias. I tweeted this earlier this morning. Like,
right.
Like, it's hard to imagine there were many better weekends of NBA basketball than the three games we just got.
Right.
But, I mean, I think I even saw somewhere... I haven't read a lot of stuff yet, but I think I saw someone say that was the first Game 7 buzzer beater.
All the still shots. Because it bounced, you had...
Oh, that's amazing. That photo is amazing, yeah.
That photo is... with him crouching in the corner, and you can just look at everybody's expression. There are a bunch of people who are looking up. I guess they're watching it on the big screen.
The ball girl is the best, who's sort of crouching down and looking right up at the goal.
Right, yeah, that's... It's just incredible as it drops in. And, yeah, I mean, that's right up there with whatever. That's right up there with Jordan Nilo, right? I mean, it's one of the great shots, and then the whole city, because it was cathartic for that city, and
right.
So then you had the scene outside, which was magnificent as well, and then you had Mark hugging Joel Embiid. I don't know.
Like the people standing outside, because that was a Toronto home game.
Yeah,
I think the people standing outside should count at least half credit for attendance. I mean, that's like a sellout plus when you've got, right. I don't know, 5,000 people standing outside the arena.
They do that. Like, that is a thing.
Yeah.
Is that a thing in hockey, too? Is that a thing they do anywhere else where they gather outside the arena and watch NBA games?
Milwaukee's been doing that, but, like, a lot of these places where they're starting to do these downtown arenas, TV, like, you know how the Grizzlies have the Fox Sports pregame show, like, right in the forum, right when
right.
you walk in the plaza? A lot of these cities, like Milwaukee, they've built like bars and stuff, and that's where they're putting the Fox Sports studio. So they have kind of that crowd shot, but not like I saw with Toronto.
Yeah, that was just absolutely nuts. And I don't know what sways Kawhi Leonard to stay or not stay, but it was certainly an incredible moment. Now, if you're I don't know, thoughts on Mark? Mark obviously got a lot of credit for going over and, first of all, Mark, he did inbound the ball. I mean, he did inbound.
Well, I mean, it was a pretty basic, like, pass to Kawhi. I mean, yes, he passed the ball to Kawhi.
That was a smart thing to do. That's what that's all he's ever wanted to do, Chris, is
pass the ball to Kawhi.
And then go hug the opposition. Exactly right. So, if you're Philly, there's some question about Brett Brown's status. Would you have any question about Brett Brown's status?
I mean, I don't know enough about the internals. I mean, to me, that's a judgment that has to be made on more than what we can
right.
see. Based on what we can see, I would not make a coaching change in Philly. No, but they're basing their decision on a lot more than that.
Right.
And so, who knows? But they have a lot of decisions to make. I mean, Jimmy Butler's a free agent. Tobias Harris is a free agent. You have this whole question about Embiid and Simmons. I mean, there's a lot of decisions to be made in Philadelphia.
If Brett Brown were to be dismissed, I have a hard time believing he would take the Grizzlies job or be paid enough to get to be offered the Grizzlies job. But is that someone you would be interested in as a Grizzlies coach?
I was texting with someone today, not someone in a decision-making capacity with the Grizzlies, let me know, but someone, an interested party, who said, you know, I was hoping Brett Brown or Mike D'Antoni would get fired and, you know, that we could get, like, you know, an experienced head coaching candidate going on. D'Antoni, to me, would be a pipe dream, even if he got fired, which right. I don't think he will. Like, I don't think he's ever going to come to Memphis. Brett Brown, to me, is not a crazy notion. No, I don't think Brett Brown reached some level that if he wants to coach again, he would not consider anybody, really. And so if they fire Brett Brown and the Grizzlies are interested in Brett Brown, I don't think that's a crazy notion. No.
Well, of course, and some of it hinges on what happens tomorrow night. We're back to that, right? It's certainly not a crazy notion if you get Zion Williamson, and it might be a little crazier if you pick eighth or whatever, you know, like, but all right. So there's that one.
I mean, there's only one open job left. So either, you know, I mean,
you can wait a year. There'll be five more jobs next year. You know, So I guess some of it is depends on what level of confidence you have in this was seen for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know whether this is true or not, but one of the reasons when Chris Wallace came back, one of the things that was said was that they couldn't give the job to anyone else. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Right.
I don't know what the level of now that they've remade the front office, if there's more confidence in the front office and in wanting to join this organization or not, or whether it's seen
well,
as...
It seems, I don't know if it's 100% clear. I was told by someone who knows things that they're not going to hire anybody today. I would assume they're not going to hire anybody tomorrow.
Right.
So it seems pretty clear they're not going to hire anyone until after the lottery. And so given that, that's obviously going to be a piece to the puzzle that gets taken into account. What was interesting to me, and I may be jumping on what you were going to ask, but what was interesting to me about, you know, John Beilein got hired today by the Cavs. What was interesting about that to me is that no one anywhere reported that he was a candidate for that job, unless I missed something.
No.
It was just reported that he was hired for the job. And so I suspect that the Grizzlies have people they talk to, and I don't know who they are. If I knew who they are, I would tell you.
Right.
And I suspect the Grizzlies have talked to people whose names have not been put out there.
Don't miss the Jeff Calkins Show tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.